Pittsburgh Steeler fans, it is time once again for another episode of Bad Language from Fans First Sports Network. My name is Brian Anthony Davis here on the Steel Curtain Network, a part of Fans First Sports Network, and I'm so glad to have you spending your Monday with me. I almost said money, but you're not spending any money. I'm free. Just come on and check it all out. It is a fantastic day where I am coming from. And so basically, with me, that means that it is ultra sunny in Steeler Nation. So I'm going to say this. I am not wishing the summer away, but it's right around the corner. The season's right around the corner. They just finished up OTAs. Mandatory mini camp is on the way, and then you get to training camp and preseason games, and that gets pretty exciting because we love to hear our Pittsburgh Steeler news, and we're getting some of it every single day in some kind of form. And where do you find it? Of course, you're going to find it on Steel Curtain Network with over 20 original shows every week. Also, we are still affiliated with BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Yes, we are all a part of that network. And you know what? Well, that still exists, and you're going to get all of your articles and information there as well, and links to the podcast. So make sure that you stay tuned with us as we keep you up to date. There's nowhere else you should be going. Once again, I mentioned it's a part of Fans First Sports Network, and Fans First Sports Network is going to have everything else that you need as well. You know, especially if you're out of the 412 or were once a part of the 412, or you're just a member of Steeler Nation and Pittsburgh Nation, and you're going to want to check out some Pirates stuff. My gosh, the Pirates are still four games over 500. They're in a tie for first place. Make sure you check out Nathan Hirsch and the gang there at Walking the Plank. It's a fantastic affiliate. We also have the Skating Penguins Network as well to get your Pittsburgh Penguin news. A lot of things happening with the Penguins, bringing in new leadership as well. So check that all out. But Bad, what if I'm a Steelers fan, but I'm a fan of the New York Mets? Well, check out Home Run Applesauce. Check out if you're a Yankees fan, check that out. If you're an NBA fan, we have affiliates, the NBA. We also have the NHL, soccer, professional soccer. So there's so much to check out here, and there's going to be stuff coming in new every single day. We're adding new affiliates. We're really excited about what we're doing here. So make sure you be a part of it. It's Fans First Sports Network. And the big launch is coming up soon, even though we have been around since March now. So let's do it. Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and what is coming up. And it's all about leadership. And leadership is something that a lot of people worry about and have worried about with the Steelers the past couple of years. Even in the Ben Roethlisberger era, Ben Roethlisberger was a different kind of leader. But he was a leader nonetheless. Some people thought there was a disconnect between Ben and the younger players later on in his career. I mean, that's possible all the time. I get that. Now Kenny Pickett's in there, and he is a second-year player. He's being tasked to be a leader right away, but there's other leaders on this team, especially on the defense. And you know you have a great one in Cam Hayward. There is no doubting that. You know that you have a fantastic motivational leader in a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick as well. You have a different kind of leader in TJ Watt. He is not one of those guys to be known as a vocal guy, but he leads with what he does on the field. I'm sure he's a fantastic teammate in the locker room. I'm not privy to how he leads, but what reports say is that he's a little more low-key when it comes to locker room affairs. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers made a lot of moves in the offseason, especially bringing in some rookies, some fantastic guys that you're really excited about in the draft, from Broderick Jones all the way down to Spencer Anderson in that draft and everybody in between. Those guys are really exciting. And what I'm hearing from the veterans about these guys is absolutely fantastic. Patrick Peterson is a guy that came in the offseason and he is a huge addition to that locker room. So is Alandon Roberts on the defensive side of the ball with Peterson, and on offense, Allen Robinson. Very good leader, very good teammate, very good guy to go ahead and help these guys grow as they get acclimated to not just the NFL, but the Steeler way. Now, they're older guys. You do not expect them to be superstars. You're not expecting them to do what they did in 2016, 2017, or even just 2 years ago. But you're expecting them to still have the juice to go ahead and play. Allen Robinson's 29. I believe Roberts is around 29 or 30. I need to check my facts on that. Need to do a better job, I guess. But Roberts is an older veteran as well. And you know Patrick Peterson at 32. But that is not a concern for how they are going to go ahead and mold this team. Do you need these guys to be superstars? Absolutely not. Do you need them to be very good players? Yes, you do. Do you need them to be veteran leaders and help mold tomorrow for the black and gold? Abso-freaking-lutely. You know you do. And that is something that they knew what they were doing. Mike Tomlin knew it when he brought these guys in. So did Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, Sheldon White. These guys knew what was going on when they brought these guys in. And that's what excites me. And it's paying dividends right away. Absolutely it is. But how bad? How would it be paying dividends? They haven't played a game. You don't know what's going to happen. But they're molding these guys already. Even though these guys are not and have not been a part of the Steeler way, they are now. Even though they don't bleed black and gold, those colors are changing. And they will. But a lot of them had access to this team earlier, growing up in this area, being fans. In Patrick Peterson's situation, he had a cousin on the team. He's a blood relative to the Steeler way and Steeler Nation, being a relative of Bryant McFadden, Super Bowl winner here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You also hear about guys like Nick Herbig coming in. And Nick Herbig says, yeah, I was a Steeler fan growing up. Keanu Benton saying he was a Steeler fan growing up. Other guys saying that. That's so big for this team. We're hearing guys like Cameron Hayward and Larry Ogunjobi talking about Keanu Benton and what he brings to the team. And you know they're working with this guy and they're getting excited. Patrick Peterson's talking all about not just Joey Porter Jr., but Corey Trice Jr. And that looks to be a great future there. But you're going to need Patrick Peterson to lead by example on the field as well. And it seems like that's going to happen. It seems like you're going to see that because even though he has played a long time in this league, Patrick Peterson, he is starting over with the Steelers and he is looking for a ring. And when you're looking for a ring, you're going to make sure that everything is in place. Everything needs to be in place for when you cannot play. And these rookies are going to get plenty of opportunities, not starting opportunities, but with guys like Levi Wallace, who I think has some veteran leadership in him as well, and the fact that you have Patrick Peterson, these guys do not have to be thrown to the wolves. They do not have to just be thrown in right away and suffer the rookie blues. They also won't hit that rookie wall as well as they're eased in. Now, I would not be surprised if one of them is a starter by the end of the season because anything can happen. You have injuries. You have guys slowing down, these veterans that are in there. But I'm really excited about what they can do. So as you could tell, I keep on saying the word excitement. It is. And when you have a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're expected to do well every year. But the outside media doesn't think so. Madden had their projections. They had a playoff bracket already. Their early projections. And it includes the Cincinnati Bengals winning the division. It includes the Baltimore Ravens. And it even includes, of all things, the Cleveland Browns. Three-fourths of the division they have in there. You don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers brass, when they see that, aren't excited? They are definitely thrilled to see that. They love it. Because that's another thing they can go to their team and say, well, Madden 23 or Madden 24, whatever it is, they don't believe in you. When you hear that, you got to be pumped. You definitely have to be pumped about that. Because when you throw chips on shoulders, and there's already chips on the shoulders of the two corners that we just talked about. Corey Trice has a chip. He should have not been a seventh-round draft pick in his own mind. A lot of people like Andrew Wilbar and Jeremy Betts from Steel Curtain Network agree with that. So does Kevin Smith. And when Kevin Smith talks, I listen. I also listen when Andrew and Jeremy talk. They know these prospects. Kevin knows coaching. You also know that Joey Porter Jr., JPJ, a legacy. He thought he was going to be a first-round pick. He also thought he was going to be the guy that the Steelers traded up for. They did not do that. They almost did it. They would have probably picked Joey Porter Jr. But they got the two things that everybody said they needed, the offensive tackle and Broderick Jones, and Joey Porter Jr. again with what I think is the greatest trade in Pittsburgh Steeler history for a draft pick. Now, I'm not calling it the greatest trade in Pittsburgh Steeler history because, man, Minka's in there, Jerome Bettis is in there, but when you're getting a draft pick back, man, that is phenomenal. And I'm always going to talk about Chase Claypool and his departure. And I was a big fan of Chase Claypool. Really big fan. And I'm going to say this. I'm not thoroughly convinced that you won't see Chase Claypool in a black and gold jersey again. I could actually see him coming back to this team one day. Not in 2023. It's going to be too early. But I can see that coming around again. It's very possible. But the leadership is the big thing. And those guys are going to be fueling the fire. The Robertses, the Petersons, the Robinsons. My gosh, you've got E-Rob and A-Rob now. Wow. I didn't realize Rob Burtz, Robinson. Wow, you've got a lot of that. So when that happens, and these guys are like, they pay attention. Young guys pay attention to Madden. They always talk about their rankings all the time. Remember when Juju Smith-Schuster was ticked off because his ranking was so low? Then he had the 99-yard kickoff return or whatever it was against the Detroit Lions right before Halloween. And they turn around and changed his rating. Yeah, they did. They pay attention to it. So if they're feeling dissed by Madden 24, fantastic. And the Petersons and the Robertses and the Robinsons and the KZs who have been on the team, but the Keanu Neal's another guy too. Those guys are going to be letting these guys know and buzzing in their ear that, hey, do you think you're the last place team in this division? Do you believe that Madden would disrespect you like that? Once again, John Madden, 2023, 2024. Yeah. Do you agree with that? And they're going to be no. And they're going to be out to prove it. And that's a big thing. We talked about this before with Kenny Pickett and the chip on his shoulder too. And even though Pickett is so young, you don't think he's got veteran leadership with him? Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky are not vying for Kenny Pickett's job. They're vying for the chance to step in if something happens with Kenny. But I know from what I saw a tweet, I saw a picture with the wives, with the Trubisky's and the Picketts. Kenny's not married, but girlfriend, significant other. I saw it. It just came out this morning. And they're supposed to be best buddies. And that's a big thing. And I know Mason's tight too. Our inside information, Jeff talked about this a couple weeks ago on the show. Mason Rudolph was brought back because Mason Rudolph wanted to come back. And Mitch Trubisky wants to be here. In fact, those two quarterbacks are very supportive of Kenny Pickett. So Kenny Pickett has veteran leadership around him. And he is the kind of veteran leadership that's not trying to screw him out of a job. He doesn't have a veteran in Ben Roethlisberger that did not want Mason Rudolph when he came in. And that's not a rip on Ben. It's just, it's true feelings. He thought they were fine with Joshua Dobbs. And he was tight with Joshua Dobbs. And Joshua Dobbs was only 1 year younger than Mason Rudolph. And it wasn't against Mason Rudolph. It had nothing to do with him. It was just the fact that Ben wanted a different kind of player to help the offense. And that's all there was to it. And then we heard about his comments not too long ago about on his own show with Kenny Pickett, footballing, saying, I didn't really root for you at first. You know, I wanted people to miss me. And a lot of people ripped on Ben for that. That's, my gosh, I've done that in my life too. No one wants to be replaced. And when they get replaced, they don't want to, deep down, even though they love the organization they were with, they don't deep down want to see that person lauded because they couldn't get the job done anymore. Like I said, I know personal life, I've been like that as well. If I got fired from Steel Curtain Network and somebody came in my spot and just blew up and was fantastic, I would probably, I would be rooting for them to fail. And I get it. But the nice thing here is that Kenny Pickett has great veteran leadership that doesn't want to touch him. And that's why the veteran additions, and I know these guys were around, they're not additions, Trubisky and Rudolph, but it's going to go a long way. But the guys that they brought in, and they don't usually bring in guys over 30 or that close to 30, well, it's a new era here in Pittsburgh, and it's a big, big deal, and it's going to turn things around, not only in a locker room, but it's also going to pay dividends on the field. And you know why? Because they hold these guys accountable as well. They hold them accountable, but they're cheerleaders. They're giving them so much positive reinforcement to go believe that they can do that. And when you have that in an organization, you're being pushed. And not only are you being pushed, you're trying to emulate a career of a guy like Patrick Peterson. My gosh. Man, the sky is the absolute limit. We are going to be right back after this. We're going to talk more about the Madden video game in a different way. Something that should actually scare each and every one of us. We will be back after this. The worst looking man you've ever seen. There I am on the subway train. Sit between two finest girls. Pittsburgh Steeler fans, yes, we are back. This is the second half of Steel Curtain Network's Bad Language. I am Brian Anthony Davis. Hence the name Bad Language. You know, this was originally a one-week show called, my gosh, what was it? The Steeler Sermon or something. And It only lasted 1 week. It just didn't work. And we turned it into bad language. And it has been going on for about a year and a half now. And I'm so glad that you are along with me for this ride. It's absolutely thrilling. I have been doing podcasts now for Steel Curtain Network all the way, well, formerly Behind the Steel Curtain, all the way back since 2016. And it's a great feeling to be here with you. And look, we could have not built this network the way we have without any of you. And this is an audio-only show. And tell your friends about the audio-only stuff, because it is something that you're not going to get on the video side. If you're checking us out on Facebook and YouTube, you're not going to see and hear any of these shows. Well, you're not going to see the show because, once again, it's audio only. But make sure you check us out and go ahead and subscribe wherever you download your favorite podcast. You'd be shocked. It's not just iTunes. It's just not Google Play. It's just not Spotify. It's so much more than that. Any Luminary, anything that you could think of. If your friend Bob starts his own podcast platform and he's streaming, check out. We'll try to get on Bob's platform. All right. Now I'm getting a little crazy. Something else that is crazy is how I'm feeling right now. I'm not worried about the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2023. I think they are going to exceed expectations. But my expectations that I'm putting on them are 10-7 right now. And a lot of people, like I said, in the first half, think that's underselling this team, but I'm fine underselling. I'm fine being a little bit conservative. I am not a Steeler pessimist whatsoever. I just know reality with it. It's not a 17-0 team. And I would be shocked if they do go 17-0. I talked earlier about Madden 23 or Madden 24, whatever. I think it's 24 when they're going into the new season. I'm not sure how that works. Boy, I sound like an old man throwing his fist up at clouds. You kids, get off my lawn! No, I'm not that guy. But one thing that I hate about Madden, and I think Madden's great, I do think that Madden, you know, kind of swerves and kind of blocks true football sometimes and how people look at football, especially, you know, guys that play Madden a lot. They think that the coaches have a joystick sometimes. It's not even called a joystick anymore. My gosh, I sound old. They have a controller and you don't coach like you do on Madden. That's a completely different thing. But that's not what I'm concerned about. I do think you're jaded because of what happens in Madden. And man, I played Techno Bowl. I played that game way back when. And the only reason I don't play Madden is I'd get addicted to it and I'd ignore all my responsibilities in life, to family, to Steel Curtain Network, to my real profession, which is in the sales industry. Yeah, I would probably ignore all that. That's why I have never bought a Madden game for myself. I don't even have a video game system, but my son does. And if he would let me use it, I still wouldn't do it because I know how addicted I can get. I know how addictive the game is. I think the game's fantastic. I've been doing something interesting, though. On YouTube, they were putting up the simulations for the entire Steelers season. And the Steelers look pretty good. And I've been watching these games like they're real games. And I know they're not, but it just gives me a taste of something right now. And I was watching a game the other day. And it, once again, it wasn't a game, it's a simulation. But the biggest hero for the Steelers in Madden right now is Darnell Washington. For a video game, he's going to go crazy. If he can do that on the field, that's going to be fantastic. But I digress. What I'm going to complain about, though, is something that has bit the Steelers in the buttocks for, and it's the cover of Madden. Y'all know about what happened when Antonio Brown was on the cover. He flamed out. He went crazy. not too far after that. In that following season, things went awry. We all know what happened when Troy Polamalu and Larry Fitzgerald were on it. I don't think Larry Fitzgerald was really affected by it, but Troy got hit by the curse. He was injured, didn't play well that season. And now there's talk that one Trent Jordan-Watt may be on the next cover of Madden. Gosh, I hope not. I really hope he doesn't. I think it would be cool. The only thing that you could hope, though, is that the Madden jinx hit last year with him missing half of a season. And we all know that the first half of the season, we know in our hearts that first half of the season would have went better if TJ Watt was playing against the Patriots, playing against the Jets, playing against the Dolphins. My gosh, he could have turned around three of those games right there. And my goodness, that team could have been 12-5. I still doubt it, but I still think you might get one or two more wins in that season if TJ Watt's in there. So I implore EA Sports, do not put TJ Watt on the cover. Please do not. They already had the bad fortune with TJ Watt last year. They cannot afford to have it again this year. And I know they have great players on that defense besides TJ Watt. But that defense does so much more when TJ Watt is in there, and it elevates the play of others. It really does. So once again, don't put TJ in there. I hope not. That's something I am keeping my fingers crossed for. It's nothing I'm going to put on my prayer list because, look, there's more important people to be on my prayer list than putting a video game cover on there. But I'm just saying, let's say no to the 9-0 on Madden. There you go. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. Thank you for joining me here. This has been another episode of Bad Language from the Steel Curtain Network. And as always, I'm going to leave you with this. I ain't apologizing for nothing.